the first issue is going to be the budget and whether the government can return it to a surplus. I think after the global financial crisis, there was a lot of questions as to whether the money that was put into the economy was well targeted to actually meet some of the needs. And I know the government's actually talking about returning the budget to surplus in the next few years. And I think there's going to be a lot of groundwork that's going to need to be done to actually convince the voting public that this can happen with the Labor government. I also think that the climate and environmental sustainability is going to be a major issue. We have two parties who have, and two leaders who have very divergent views on the issue. We have Tony Abbott, who has seemed to have come around. His initial viewpoints was that climate change is crap, if you'll pardon the expression. But we've started to see some more action in that space. Although he's saying that, you know, the CPRS will amount to a great big new tax on everything, will need to be addressed over the course of the election cycle. I think also Julia Gillard's commitment to a carbon price when she took office, yet delaying the CPRS until after 2012 and ruling out a carbon tax is also something that will need to be watched over this election and what sort of commitment they make to environmental sustainability. The other issue that I think will need to be followed or is important for this election is the sustainable population issue. Kevin Rudd did a groundbreaking move of putting in a minister for sustainable population. And we've had a very different approach to the policy landscape since Julia Gillard came in, not necessarily following Rudd's line of a big Australia. What is a sustainable Australia and how to achieve that, I think, is something that Labor particularly is going to have to sell. I don't think that Liberal are using that policy as one of their key planks. And also, finally, industrial relations and workplace relations, given that Abbott was the industrial relations minister during Howard's time, during Work Choices. We now have him saying, well, we're not going to go back to Work Choices. Work Choices dead. It's been buried and cremated. I'm not quite sure how something can be buried and cremated at the same time, but he needs to ensure the public that we can actually, or his party rather, can actually distance itself from Work Choices and assure people that we're not going to be going back to those days. Julia Gillard, we haven't seen a very strong view on industrial relations to this point, but I'm predicting that we will be seeing some more from her and some more announcements on industrial relations policy over the coming weeks.